This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwave just by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI, toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian. We have a special third host tonight. Hello, Adam.
How's it going, guys? Thanks
Adam,
for having me.
Adam is here from MotorhomeDiaries.com, although that will be soon a different website. I mean, I guess Motorhome Diaries is going to stay up, but you guys are taking on a new moniker, you and Pete Ayer, and we'll talk about that here in a moment, but welcome to the show. You're going to be sitting in all evening with us here tonight. So if you've got a question for Adam Miller, he's here with us, 800-259-9231. Of course, Mark also here as usual.
Yes, I am.
And we will, as usual, take your phone calls about anything you want. In fact, we're going to start out with that. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. But coming up tonight, lots of stuff to talk about here, including the WikiLeaks case. As you may recall, there was just a horrific video. From what I understand, honestly, I couldn't make it all the way through it. I started watching it and I said, I've seen enough of this. I've seen enough of it. I've seen plenty of murder videos from the U.S. military, and just it really is despicable and disgusting.
It's as awful. It's hard to come up with words of how disgusting it is.
So there's been a development in that case. We will share that with you. Also, coming up, the space race continues between the people in the marketplace, and we'll talk about what they've come up with now here in a little bit. But your calls first. Let's go to Dave in Florida. You're on the Free Talk Live amp lines. Hello, Dave.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind?
I listened to a conversation on Free Talk Live a while back about teaching children how to read.
Yes.
And I thought I'd like to share my experience with you. We had our son first. He had some issues when he was born, but we didn't think he was, you know, developmentally disabled or anything. We just treated him like we would any other kid we knew. And so we decided to start reading to him, and we would read everything. Everything we would read, he would sit beside us, and we would read out loud. My college textbooks, mm-hmm. children's books, the newspaper, whatever. And we weren't even really attempting, wasn't really our intent that he should learn how to read like that. But within a couple of years, he knew how to read.
Yeah.
There was no real effort put into it at all.
It's amazing how their little minds are such sponges, and they're able to do these things. And the limits that it seems like that our society has placed on them. I didn't learn to read till six, and I don't think there was any expectation that I would have learned to read any time before that. So
wow. I didn't learn to read till I was six.
Yeah, and that was later. Just the start of it. You know, that's, cat and dog.
That's what my parents did. They read a bunch of stuff to me while I was a kid, and they did do flashcards with me though, but. Yeah, I was able to read. I mean, I don't know what level I could read when I started school, but I definitely could.
Yeah. My daughter was born 4 years after my son, and we didn't have nearly as much. We were both working at that time. We didn't have nearly as much time with her as we did with my son. But within a couple of years, she learned to read because her brother read to her all the time.
Nice.
At 4 years old.
Yeah, it's amazing. We got this kit called Baby Reading Kit at babyreadingkit.com, and we taught my son Jack enjoyed it so much that he taught himself how to read. There's some flashcards and videos and stuff like that, and just with minimal effort, he can read words. I mean, he can't read books or anything, but he can read words at two.
Well, it just goes to show that when parents take the initiative with their kids and spend the time that's necessary on them.
It isn't that much time with this course, but yeah, certainly if it's the focus that he has on it, you know.
Right, as opposed to a parent thinking, well, I'll just let the government teach my kid how to read. Boy, would that be a big mistake.
Yeah, that's what most people do, I think. I mean, my parents made no effort to teach me how to read, and I was taught to read. I don't think anybody even thought about this 30 years ago. You know, I waited until I went to school. It wasn't government school, but, it was public school, and private school, and that's how I learned to read.
Adam Miller with us here tonight. How did you learn? Do you recall how you learned to read?
No, not really. I think I had the flashcard thing and a few things with my parents, but it was probably mostly government schools that taught me to read, which is one of the things I regret for the fact that getting into some of these other books that have got me to the philosophy I have now was a little more difficult. So it's something I would have liked a lot.
Hey, any other thoughts you want to share tonight, Dave?
Yeah, one more thing. I'd like to recommend an interview if any of your listeners haven't heard it yet. I understand you're carrying Scott Horton's anti-war radio show on the Liberty Radio Network.
Yes.
He had an interview a few days ago with a Florida politician. I don't care to mention his name because I don't care that much about him. But it was very interesting, not so much his reasoning, because who cares what they have to think, but he was really offended by Scott asking him questions.
Hmm.
And it was very instructive to find out how politicians think and what they think of people who question them. And I really recommend that that interview. It shouldn't be very difficult to find. It's in the last couple of weeks.
Likely, it'll be posted at antiwar.com/radio.
I mean, it seems like it'd be easier to find if you tell the name of the politician.
I care so little about him. I don't remember his name, but I do remember he's a central he's a representative from Central Florida.
Okay. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Dave. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Entrepreneurs entering the space race, well, they've been in the space race, but they're coming up with neat new things that the U.S. government can only look at and wish it could have designed, the people in the government. And I'm sure the engineers in NASA are very, very smart people. It's just that when you put smart people into a bureaucracy, you still get bureaucrats. And so here's a story from North Las Vegas, Nevada. The New York Times, as the Bigelow Aerospace Factory here, or at the Bigelow Aerospace Factory here, the full-size space station mock-up sitting on the warehouse floor looks somewhat like puffy white watermelons. The interiors offer a hint of what spacious living in space might look like. Robert Bigelow, the company's founder, said, "Every astronaut we've come in here just says, wow, they can't believe the size of this thing." Now, why do you think that is?
Because they've only had small ones up to this point?
Well, because the government can't do things as well as the marketplace, and they've had these cramped, crappy space stations that are humongously large, but only have a very small space for the astronauts to crawl about in. Here, it's completely different, shockingly so, to the astronauts. 4 years from now, the company plans for real modules to be launched and assembled into the solar system's first private space station. Paying customers, primarily nations that don't have the money or expertise to build a space program from scratch, would arrive a year later. In 2016, a second larger station would follow. The two Bigelow stations would then be home to 36 people at a time. That's six times as many as currently live on the International Space Station. If this business plan unfolds as it's written, the company has two fully inflated test modules in orbit already. Bigelow will be buying 15 to 20 rocket launchings in 2017 and in each year after, providing ample business for the private companies that the Obama administration would like to finance for the transportation of astronauts into orbit, the so-called Commercial Crew Initiative. Now, apparently, they are talking about, the government people are talking about spending $6 billion, and I love how they use the word investing. It's not investing if it's not your own money, because it's not investing if you're risking somebody else's cash without their permission. It's just spending somebody else's cash. Anyway, over 5 years, $6 billion for two or more companies to develop spacecraft capable of carrying people into space. What? This is the first that I've heard of that. Have either of you heard of this this space initiative? Isn't the private marketplace already there?
Well, they're getting up into space, but not way up into space.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm pretty sure that the private marketplace was able to get people into orbit, low orbit, with $10 million. And here the government is saying they're going to spend $6 billion in the hopes that some private companies will be able to get it up into space.
It could take more. I don't know. I mean,
it could take more. Seems unlikely to me. Well, anyway, they will, instead of operating on its own systems like the space shuttles, NASA would buy rides for its astronauts on these commercial space taxis. Probably a smarter idea on the part of NASA than the old plan.
It's always a bad idea for the government to try to produce a good or a service.
However, they're still going to spend too much, and that much we know. More coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. A little more about space entrepreneurship on the way in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for Family Emergency Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. You can enjoy all the features on our website for free. We've got one of them is the Shrine of Female Listeners, one of our many features. You can go and see the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Not me. Ever since I started taking my two capsules a day of Nature Bee plant pollen, I've never slept more soundly in my life, and I feel that's translated to more energy, and I don't get those afternoon doldrums. Here's Mike Buck for all the way from Hawaii with more.
Happy Thursday, Free Talk Live. You know, you're right. Nature Bee's New Zealand's plant pollen is the most wholesome food found anywhere. Every one of the 27 vitamins and amino acids, all your minerals, including calcium, copper, iron, and zinc, plus those powerful antioxidants whose chief job it is to chase those nasty free radicals right out of your system.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. In other words, two capsules of Nature B has all the nutrients that usually come from a fistful of other different pills and tablets.
Absolutely, it does. And you know what? You'd be amazed, gang, at how Nature B is going to change your day. Look what it's done for all of us. The benefits make life so much better, strengthens that immune system. You avoid going down with the summer colds or flu. You're fully nutritionally balanced, provided by Nature B. Two capsules a day, that's all you need. 37 little pennies, and that's some great value.
Real food, real nutrition, real benefits, real value. It all sounds good to me. How about a real deal, Mike?
Let me roll off the program. Look at this. Free Talk Live special deal. 6 months supply of Nature B, $99.95 plus delivery. We bonus you 3 more big months for free, 9 for the price of 6 with a money-back guarantee. Call toll-free to New Zealand. We get it rushed right to you. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or come alive online with the B at NatureBEE. That's NatureBEE.com.
Well, now you've heard it. Once you get started taking Nature B, just like me, you'll feel so good. Now, come on, everyone. Order Nature B now at 866-834-8355. It's 866-834-8355. Or go online to naturebee.com.
Toll-free number here tonight is 1-800-259-9231. And we will take your phone calls about anything. We're talking about space entrepreneurs right now. And I think that the space race, the private space race, is pretty exciting. Because, well, my money's not on the line, which is nice. I didn't actually have to spend any of my money to invest in these various different efforts that are going on right now. You've got, of course, the guy from Virgin Airlines, Virgin International or whatever, the multi-billionaire guy. What's his
Branson?
What's his name?
Richard Branson.
Charles Branson. Richard Branson.
It's Bronson.
Right, Charles Bronson, exactly. He is one of the players out there in the space race. He's looking more at getting passengers, getting them up and down, and you know, not necessarily just for a fun ride, but also I know the last time we had a story that was mentioning what he was doing. He was talking about taking passengers up, you know, into orbit basically, and then back down to another airport. So essentially, using space capable craft to make for really fast plane rides, essentially,
and fun ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's that. And then there's more kind of like the industrial people that are, obviously there's been satellites being launched by industry for a long time. But also what you've got now are people that are looking at space hotels. That's one of the things that's, that is on the menu. And I think Bigelow Aerospace, who is that's the company this article of the New York Times is about. I think they're one of the people that are doing the space hotel idea. But they're also doing an inflatable space station that is, it's costing quite a bit less than the government space station. It's always interesting to look in, at a comparison between the marketplace and the government. According to the New York Times story here, there apparently is some sort of government program where they're looking to spend $6 billion on creating a passenger shuttle that could, I guess, replace the space shuttle. And I think this is a good idea because the government space shuttle is an ancient, decrepit old device that hasn't changed significantly in the last ever since it was built in the 1970s. And so having some sort of level of competition, bringing in a level of competition to create a new space shuttle, I think is a fine idea. I don't like the idea of having to pay for it. And that's what's going on here is whenever NASA does something, they force everybody to pay for their project, even if it ends up getting broken down in the middle of Mars and, you know, completely unrescuable and just pouring $5 billion away or something like that.
Right. Only the government can take the greatest minds of our times and turn them into, bumbling bureaucrats. I think that you'd find a far more efficient space program if it was just left in the hands of those that are out there to, you know, provide a service and make some money. You know, I think that people that want to do experiments out there would still be doing experiments. I'm not sure what all these experiments to see whether tadpoles can turn into frogs in space or whatever it is that they're doing out there have benefited me in my life. But it seems to me that the price tag What did we hear about the space station, International Space Station? This is just the International Space Station. Was
right. $35 billion to $160 billion estimated.
$160 billion for the International Space Station. That doesn't count all the space shuttle shots. It doesn't count the original space station that the international one, they replaced about 10 years ago or whatever it was. That's just one number of one item out in space. And it makes as much sense as the government having its own NASCAR car. I mean, why?
according to the story here, the cost of this guy, Bigelow Aerospace, he spent about $180 million of his own money so far and said he's willing to spend up to $320 million more. The rosier promises of the president's plan rests on an enigmatic 100-employee company located on 50 acres of desert, and that's Bigelow Aerospace, not far from the casinos and strip clubs, and the ability of Mr. Bigelow, an iconoclast who made his fortune in real estate during the Budget Suites of America hotel chain, or including the Budget Suites of America hotel chain, to get his dreams off the ground. An expansion of his factory will double the amount of floor space as the company begins the transition from research and development to production. Now, I'm presuming that when he's talking about spending $180 million of his own money so far, I think he's talking about on his entire operation, which includes the various different things that they are working on and that they're experimenting with, not just the International Space Station. But even if it is just his version of a space station, that's still incredibly cheap compared to what the government is spending. The government spending almost, possibly $100+ billion. This guy's spending $100 million, basically.
Yeah, you have to kind of figure that the government sort of paid for the prototyping here to some extent, because he's Mr. Bigelow does have some NASA guys who cut their teeth at obviously NASA. So it's not entirely a fair comparison, but of course. Tell me a program that the government doesn't spend 10 times what the private market would.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, but you are presuming that the International Space Station is in any way a model for what this man is doing. I mean, he's come up with an inflatable space station.
It's at the very least a model for how not to do something.
Fair enough. Bigelow only occasionally gives interviews, and except for Michael Gold, the director of his Washington office, the employees almost never speak publicly. One of their important Bigelow Aerospace cultural values implores their employees to keep their work and the work of their coworkers very private from people outside of the company. The Las Vegas site is hemmed by barbed wire and patrolled by armed guards. And Bigelow, the soundness of the business case is unknown to outsiders, declines to say if he has firm commitment from any countries or companies to rent space on his space stations. So he's going out there and he's taking a pretty big risk. Millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of his dollars are at risk here. Maybe he'll lose it all.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our Power Clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including our news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up. Where you can either get our email updates, you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. You can choose from whichever one of those options that you want at news.freetalklive.com. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Adam.
And Mark.
And by the way, Adam joining us here from MotorhomeDiaries.com and, more importantly, CopBlock.org. I didn't mention that earlier, and CopBlock has been, we've been sponsored by CopBlock, actually, on this program.
But
isn't that what I said?
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
We've been sponsored by CopBlock on this program, and although it's been a little bit indirect, you guys haven't actually bought the ad. It was one of your fans on the internet who came to us and said, hey, I want to buy one story a week sponsored by CopBlock.org. Don't even have to come from CopBlock.org. Just has to be sponsored by CopBlock. So thanks to, I think it was Cliff
that
did that.
Exactly, yeah.
So, which is great. It was a little decentralization, right? You guys didn't even have to lift a finger, and you got a sponsorship on
Absolutely.
Free Talk
Live. Absolutely. That's kind of what CopBlock.org is all about.
Tell me what CopBlock.org is all about briefly here, and maybe we'll talk more about space in a little bit.
Well, CopBlock.org is a thing I started, a website I started a couple months ago. We focus on police brutality and pro-police accountability. I mean, all too often, the double standard in police officers, they get their extra level of protection, internal investigations, and other things. So we try to highlight that. We take it a little further, I feel, than some other organizations, and do calls. We advocate putting cameras in people's faces as or officers' faces, and
you actually do it.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
You don't just like you're saying, you get a little more involved. You don't just report on people interacting with bad cops. you actually get out there and you find some of them, and you find some of them doing naughty things. Just the other day, you guys, you and Pete Eyre, made a temporary move, at least to New Hampshire. You're going to be here for the summertime, and then you're going to go on another tour, which we can't say too much about. But you guys are up here for a little while, and within a week's time, you'd already gotten one video of a Keene cop, Keene PD, shopping at Walmart while parked in the fire lane, and you busted him.
Exactly, yeah. Like I like to tell people, you don't have to go out of your way to find these officers abusing their rights. You just have to go about your daily tasks. So we were in Walmart shopping, doing our thing, noticed an officer in there, and I said, I told Pete, I bet you $5 he's parked illegally. And sure enough, so I took a few pictures, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to wait for him. And it took a little longer than I thought, so I went back inside, snapped a few pictures. He came out with what I think was motor oil and in the fire lane, and tries to tell me it's official police business that he's doing that. But I asked him if he would ticket another vehicle, and he's like, yeah, but I'm a police officer. So get on video, show the people what the mentality is and the thought pattern of the police, and you know, try to encourage others to do the same.
You guys have been trying to encourage others to do the same. There's a video contest going on right now. What's that all about?
Well, that's good. We had about 5 submissions for that. It ran about a month. And tomorrow, actually, which I'm glad you brought this up, that will be posted on copblock.org. And we could use the Free Talk Live listeners out there to comment on them, vote them up, and choose a winner, hopefully, first thing Monday morning.
So so 5, that's it? Or is it still not too late to get your video in?
It is too late.
It is too late.
Yeah,
it's over.
Everything. It's over.
Now, somebody's going to win $250 out of this. And, again, another example of how you guys didn't really have to do a whole lot. You put out the notice. Somebody put up $100 for it in the first place. Was that you?
Yeah, I figured incentive is the way to get people motivated, and what speaks better than fattening the wallet, right?
Well, and then your viewers at copblock.org stepped up. And more than doubled the amount. Somebody stepped up with $100 to match you, and then somebody else came in with $50.
Yeah, absolutely. After I called in a Free Talk Live, actually, and then Carlos Miller, and one from each. One from Carlos Miller, which is photography is not a crime.
Awesome.
And then one from here,
his amazing blog.
$50.
Yeah, CarlosMiller.com is his blog, by the way, and he's been doing a great job at keeping an eye on bad cops. So I'm glad you guys have basically teamed up, it sounds like. I know he's mentioned copblock.org on his blog. I imagine that's been good for a good amount of traffic for you.
Yeah, and it just so happens we have a copblock contributor. Just so happened to be like 3 miles away from him and didn't know. He knew of Carlos Miller, but didn't know they were so close. So now they're kind of connected.
So they met up.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Carlos was in some trouble one night, and Robert was on his way out there to give him some assistance until he called him off and said, I'm all good.
Oh,
so
that's great.
It's nice, yeah.
Fantastic. So please head over to copblock.org if you haven't been there yet. Copblock.org. You can go there, get signed up for the blog. I've got mine in my aggregator, and I think it's really great. It's a great resource. And I'm glad to have the Copblock folks here in Keene, New Hampshire right now.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Half the team is here now, or actually just less than, because we just got a new guy on board, Brett Perry. But, yeah, we've got a video up there from a couple of days ago of the few opportunities we've had in Keene to film some police. So it's pretty interesting stuff.
Let's keep going here with your phone calls. Christine is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christine.
Hi. Great show, guys.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
I had a comment to make and that none of you have brought up that I think is the most important one regarding NASA's existence. Certainly, I'm in full agreement with you that, you know, I object to it being that legalized theft, you know, using taxpayer money to support the program, and it should be privatized. However, the bigger issue here, or just as big, is what I believe the purpose, actually, at least what it's come to be, is no longer a civilian space program. And I would remind your listeners that not only Obama, but presidents before him, of course, Bush as well, have implemented administrative programs in which they have sort of erased those lines where that was supposed to be a civilian space program so that the Pentagon can, quote, do these cooperative projects with NASA, which really the entire intent, as you and I know, for the Pentagon is the militarization of space. And the way they're going to get that is by control over space. And they already are allotted, you know, this enormous amount of our taxpayer money for the Pentagon for doing things around the world that we reject. But in order to circumvent even those limits, as large as they are and the money that they can get, by working, quote, with cooperative efforts with NASA, they're able to get even more money for their war plans, for the militarization, be it satellites, be it GPS, be it, you know, the manned transport, or even the resources that are going to be available in space in terms of transport. And I think that's really important, because I think that that is really what the federal government, you cannot trust, obviously, anything that they say. And NASA, I do not believe, is any longer that great program, even the taxpayers who say, I'll gladly give my money. Well, they can't speak for me or you. But that aside, they're ignoring the fact that this is just another way to circumvent for the Pentagon to use it for militarization of space.
Yeah, but it's cooperation, Christine. What's wrong with cooperation?
Not cooperation with the use of tax money, and certainly not when that tax money is going to be used for murderous efforts and for efforts that many of us would disagree with. That is why a space program privately supported avoids all of that. If people want to contribute to the militarization of space, let them do it. If I want to contribute, as the three of you were discussing, you know, to manned missions and being in space and all of this and whatever possibilities are there, I can know that my money is going to that and not to war efforts.
Great point tonight, Christine. I'd never heard that one before about NASA, and I'm glad that you brought it out.
Yeah, you said it eloquently.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate from you. You have 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we've been talking about space entrepreneurship, and one of the big players in the world of space development is Bigelow. Bigelow Aerospace, led by Mr. Bigelow.
Now, I was watching a video about one of his guys that was presenting it, some TED speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's TED.com, I think.
Yeah.
TED. And they're amazing videos that you can go over there. But he was talking about the space program, and he was talking about the hotels that they intend to set up or whatever. And he was explaining how the moon, there's no atmosphere on the moon. So they're going to set up a hotel in some kind of orbit where it comes really close, like within feet, I don't know, of the moon's surface in its orbit. So it'll go way out so you can see the moon from a distance. And I don't know how long it would take it to orbit, say a day, right? So, you know, you can go see the moon at different distances, close and far, to the point where you're skimming across the surface and you can, like, count rocks and things like that. So it's
pretty
really, really neat.
Right, interesting.
According to the
story, is NASA going
to
do that? I mean,
no.
Come on, people. Do you really believe for a second that NASA is going to make a moon-skimming hotel?
Certainly not. I don't think anybody ever thought that it would. 800-259-9231.
I wouldn't get in it if they did.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Talk a little bit more about some of the costs involved in space entrepreneurship. Compare it to the government here. 800-259-9231. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can do it with any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options, and we will take that money in. I think it's like $2.60 or something like that after they take their credit card fee. But when we get the money in, we'll take it in, we'll reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about Bigelow Aerospace. There's a story in the New York Times about the space race, the entrepreneurial space race, which inevitably is resulting in some pretty amazing developments happening for a fraction of the cost of what the government would have to spend, presuming they could even come up with these kind of developments. I mean, the government throws all kinds of money at something that they want to do, but in the end, when they actually get it done, it's this behemoth, ugly, expensive, or, you know, this piece of equipment. Oh, the organization is unaccountable. The equipment is always just almost next to garbage. It's amazing the thing flies.
The crocoduck.
Sure, and how many trips have they done up there just to repair things? So
there's
it's a constant problem.
And the amount of fuel.
And there's nothing to compare it with, and that's what the space program, it's kind of like saying the United States military is the greatest military the world has ever known. Okay. I can't really say anything that I can't say that that's false. However, if there was some reason for a business to come up with a military, and we fortunately have not seen that because, well, I guess it's not fortunate.
The United States
military is for sale to whatever businesses want to do business in different places, essentially. So
a crack team of mercs could probably do a better job than...
I believe wholeheartedly if you would have sent Blackwater out to find Osama bin Laden that war would have lasted a few months.
So according to the story here at the New York Times, just kind of looking at some of the costs involved, we already looked at the cost of the International Space Station, which estimates, And they can't even come up with an actual number. Estimates of the cost of the International Space Station.
Right. Expenses are so dizzyingly large and murky that their estimates are...
Between $30 and $130 million.
Billion dollars.
million would be great, right?
They've got these unaccounted for $100 billion.
Right. So compare that to what Bigelow has spent on his enterprise so far, which is $180 million of his own money so far. So he hasn't even had to go into bringing investors on board. He owns this operation from top to bottom. He's willing to spend more than $320 million additional in order to expand his factory and just continue this this development. So literally a fraction of what the government has spent.
As well as the diversity in having the recreation things and being able to take somebody who doesn't have a NASA degree into space.
Now, he has apparently downplayed the idea that he's creating a space hotel, though I imagine if somebody wants to come and give this guy some money, he's going to take them into space.
Well, it's probably not politically conducive at this point to say that I'm taking civilians into space and bumping governments off or whatever, so...
Over the past year, gold visited countries like Japan, South Korea, Singapore, the Netherlands, England, and Sweden to gauge interest. A stay on a Bigelow station, including transportation, is currently priced at just under $25 million per person for 30 days. Now, that's less than half the more than $50 million per seat that NASA is paying for rides alone on the Soyuz spacecraft to the International Space Station. So let me put those numbers out one more time in case you got lost in there. $25 million per person for 30 days spent on the Bigelow space station.
And most of this is going to be spent by countries that want to say, we've had somebody in space. We've got a space program. Yippee, yippee. I mean, we've got citizens living in huts who wish that they could find clean water, but we've had an astronaut because we're important.
$25 million a person for 30 days. So that's less than $1 million a day to stay on the space station, and that is half the cost of what it costs NASA to send somebody up to their space station.
Just one day.
Yeah, for to just send them up to the space station. $50 million to send somebody to the space station with NASA, $25 million with the private boys to stay up there for 30 days. So, I mean, right there,
that's a lot about the government and its ways of spending, right?
Right. And so, I mean, there's...
It says also a great deal about competition. When there is no competition, prices are going to be high.
Sure, but there's not even... There really isn't even that much competition for this guy, right? I mean, so competition is a factor, but this dude doesn't really have much competition. I mean, there's the guy from Virgin Space, and maybe there are some other players out there that are real hush-hush about what they're doing and that nothing has gotten out, and, you know, who knows? I suppose there's always that unknown competitive
element. Top secret.
Yeah, where you don't know, where this business owner, this entrepreneur, doesn't know how much competition he has. He looks at the market, and he can only see the one guy, and he's just doing passenger things.
But right now, Bigelow's only competition is the government, whose answer for everything is throwing money at it. The only way they've been gauging themselves the last... I don't know, X amount of years is to throw more money at it.
So really, it's just an issue of how they're structured, of how they operate. Bigelow, private company, interest in driving costs down. Government. Sure. No interest in containing costs at all. So even without competition, even with just NASA versus Bigelow, just even if Bigelow were the one guy in the marketplace, the monopoly provider, he would still... just wax the floor with NASA as far as costs are concerned.
Yeah, they'll be begging to hitch rides with him up there if they were smart. But
yeah, the one thing that the government has the advantage in here is sort of R&D. Bigelow is not going to be incentivized in the same way that the government wants to say, look, we're good at this, and of course they've got all that stolen money, that huge budget, these unionized essentially employees that work for them. Like, well, we can't lay these people off. They've got families. We can't turn over the space program to the private marketplace. These scientists have families. So the government has the advantage in the area of R&D, which is extremely expensive, and it...
Wait, just because it can pay for it doesn't mean it has an advantage. It doesn't mean that it's going to do a good job at the R&D.
Whatever they produce is essentially free R&D for the new emerging private space industry. Do you know what I mean?
Presuming that their R&D is valuable to the private. The two statements you've made so far about the International Space Station being some sort of a model for this new private space station, and now this R&D statement presumes that anything that NASA has done, and I'm not saying there haven't been things that they've done that have been valuable, but the presumption is that the work they put in has been valuable when they might have made a bunch of bass-ackward systems that just suck.
Sure. Look at NASA and the Bigelow guys. Look at their R&Ds. Who's probably working better? The one guy's telling them, we have X amount of dollars, and I want to get here in such amount of time. And then NASA says, you know, here.
Write your own budget.
Right. And make sure you use this all up by the end of the year or we lose it.
Well, that comes back to the point they're going to make here in the story. For a country or company willing to sign up for a four-year commitment, the lease for an entire six-person module, this private space station, could cost or would cost just under $395 million per year, and that would include transportation for a dozen people each year. They said that you see why this is an attractive for the sovereign client market, according to Bigelow's spokesperson.
Sovereign client market.
I guess that's what they're calling government.
Governments, yeah.
The Bigelow prices are good through 2018, and Bigelow said the prices would drop by then if, as he expects, rocket prices drop. So Bigelow operates with the presumption that this is going to become a more popular industry, economies of scale is going to bring costs down.
There are people out there that are wealthy enough that they want to pay for. It was essentially a little less than $1 million a day was what they were claiming that it was going to cost. And once it gets competition in the marketplace, it's going to drop dramatically.
$300,000.
But there are people out there in the world that are going to be willing to pay $1 million a day
for
a couple few days in essentially a space hotel.
They've already seen the rest of the world. This is the one place they haven't been.
Right. They've got a tremendous amount of money, and they're $1 million, they'll do it. spent the weekend on the space station. It was wonderful. You should try it, Puffy.
It'll be the retreat for these celebrities of such status, right?
You know they will.
Absolutely.
Tom Hanks will be on it.
Now then, Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX, which is the most optimistic in reducing launching costs, says we're very comfortable with our numbers and declined to discuss the details. They estimated that rides to space on its Falcon 9 rockets would be $20 million per seat. So a little more expensive than $2 million. But like you say, Mark, these are all just estimates right now. Who knows where it'll
end up. Did you say how many seats they have?
Did not say that.
Once they build this Falcon rocket thing that they build, it doesn't matter what it costs them to build it. It matters as to how much they can get per seat. And then, you know, the marketplace is going to decide what those things cost.
All right. If somebody comes in with $18 million and they've got an empty seat, they're probably going to take it.
No, they're going to take it sounds high to me, just all of what they've got to say there. $20 million for just a ride? Come on.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to comment on the space industry that's starting to really boom out there, and it's getting pretty exciting. I mean, who knows? Maybe within the next 10 years, it'll become commonplace for people to go up on space vacations. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.